ABC Radio Australia.
In Vanuatu, recent criticism of non-government organizations such as Oxfam is leaving many worried about their futures. One NGO based in a remote community just outside of Port Vila is using sewing to help young girls who have dropped out of school. But beyond fabric and thread, there's a bigger story about the role of these types of organizations and the tensions they sometimes encounter. The ABC reporter in Port Vila, Lily Rose Wellwell, has the story.
In a small room inside a two-story house at Sumalava, sewing machines were loudly with hopeful chatter. For 15 girls, some as young as 13 years old, this sewing club offers more than just skills building. As project manager Esther Belden says, it provides a second chance.
So as we looked in our community, we saw young girls just staying in the house, playing card, doing 20 watu, and just telling stories and go to the sea and fish all day. So we decided that we want to help them. And a few of them are still scared. They told me that they can't sew because they've never sewn. I said, that's where we want to start, with girls who never sewed, and give them the opportunity to learn, and they can also upskill them to sew and sell and get some money.
Foundation One Vanuatu's Sewing Initiative, a community-driven effort held in the founder's home, is not a formal training. It is funded through small grants and founder's resources. Kim Jones is the country director.
You can give people money and you've got them, give them food for a day or a week, but if you give them job skills, then they can generate their own employment, generate their own money, and they can feed themselves.
The sewing program is an example of a proto pattern in Vanuatu where grassroots organizations quietly fill development gaps. But the non-government sector has recently faced pressure. It all came after Oxfam Vanuatu, a well-known name in the region, falsely accused the government of changing the renewable energy laws. The government publicly called out the organization, and Oxfam Vanuatu admitted it made a mistake. The government has since threatened some NGOs with deregistration, and online platforms have since accused some NGOs of political or foreign influence.
There are an increased number of community-based organizations now that are currently affected of maybe not even receiving the service delivery from the government.
That was Shelley Abram, the CEO of the umbrella body of NGOs in Vanuatu. She says over 80% of its 200 members are local grassroots organizations, and the accusation eating NGOs is a misrepresentation.
They're in the disadvantaged communities where they are tired and they wanted to raise their voices on talking to the government about how can service delivery come to us. And for an NGO, maybe there's some misinformation, disinformation only. It could be, you know, whatever the stand for the government is. For us, is you can correct that, but you cannot silence an NGO to stand up for the community or represent the community. So this is our stand as Vango.
She says from youth empowerment to climate change and health outreach, NGOs in Vanuatu have played a vital role in development, often in remote areas beyond the government's reach. But the Minister of Internal Affairs, Andrew Napwat, says while NGOs are playing an important role, they must operate within clear boundaries set by the government. Mr. Napwat says he agrees that NGOs have a critical role in the country, but they also have responsibilities.
We must respect them.
They must respect NGO guidelines that government has placed. And secondly, they should not promote anything that is contrary to the values of the people too. Like not overstepping their boundaries. That's right. They should not involve in national issues or matters that concern the national sovereignty. And they should work within their scope of work only. And they are not here to challenge the government. They are here to work with the government or complement the work of the government.
Stephen Noel, the executive director of a local youth challenge Vanuatu that trains marginalized youth with career and entrepreneurial skills. He says they do get some support from the government, but not directly. And he says they are struggling financially.
government is not directly supporting us, but they recognize the local NGOs like us, and they recognize what we are doing, but it's very difficult for them to directly funding our programs, and that's one of the most challenges that we are facing at the moment, and we have to look for funding. That's why we have to build a network and partnership with other local international NGOs and local NGOs that are based in Vanuatu.
According to Esther Pelton, despite the politics, it's all about giving back and to sow seeds of real change and transforming communities with what they have.
Many of us are not rich. We also are struggling with our family, but we know what we are doing because we live with people. We have nothing, and we are working from scraps.
Esther Pelton from Foundation One Vanuatu, ending that report from Lily Rose Wellwell.